He's the God of all our joy. He's the God of all our victory. Let me say this.
Ascension.
God can breathe life into anything that was dead in
you.
Don't give up on what was dead. Hope in God. Trust in God. He will breathe life upon what was dead. In Jesus' name. I bet you are asking yourself, can this situation live again? Can these bones live again? But I speak as a prophet of God. Let there be! Let there be! Life! Bring life, O God, upon my health, upon my body. Breathe life. God is breathing life. Oh, it's filling your cup.
Filling your cup.
I lift it up to you, O God. Lift it up. Fill it up for me. Some people came to our lives saying they've come to fill us up, but they only came to take away. And I say in the name of Jesus, whatsoever was taken away, let it be restored in the name of Jesus. What has been eaten, what has been swallowed, what has been buried, what has been covered, let it be revealed. There will be a way again. But there seems to be no way. The way is there. Trust in Jesus. And let the fire remain burning inside. And the way will open up. Open up your everlasting gates. For the King of Glory has led it.
I know you will be well.
It shall be well. Hey!
You have good ideas.
But when you tried the first one, it failed. You tried the second one, it failed. And you're already giving up. I am here to say to you, He is making all things to work together for your good. He is making all things to work together. But there is something you need to do. Usually, people celebrate and are happy when you tell them what God can do for them, what God will do for them. But I'm here to say, I am being propelled by the Spirit of God just to say this. Walk in forgiveness. Walk in forgiveness. We know what God can do. Allow your faith see beyond the natural. Your eyes can only see this far. Your feelings can only go this far. Your hearing can only hear this far. But your eyes in the spirit, may they see beyond in the name of Jesus. I know you are seeing your mother. You are seeing your father in the sick bed in the hospital. But I want you to see beyond the bed. There is an outside beyond the bed. If you have got a sick relative,
if
may you see beyond the situation. I see you living. I see you living. I see you walking tall. I see you being dressed in the gowns of righteousness, in the gowns of power, in the name of
Jesus.
Don't worry about what men can see. Concentrate on what you see beyond. Children of the living God, I see us beyond where we are. I see us beyond where we are. I told you last week, there is a difference between beyond and above. But I see you above and beyond. Above and beyond. Above and beyond. Above and beyond. How is it going to help me? Just to be above. When I'm not beyond. I want to be above and beyond. I want to be above and beyond. Above and overtake. In the name of Jesus. But you need to walk in forgiveness. You need to walk in forgiveness. What is tying some of us down is not the enemy per se, in the real sense of the enemy, but it is lack of forgiveness. But I'm here to say to you, if you believe that your sins were forgiven, why can't you forgive your brother? Why can't you forgive your sister? Why can't you forgive the one next to you? I tell you right now, some of us, our breakthroughs are not tied down by the enemy. The moment you forgive, you will see yourself going further. Because the chains of unforgiveness, they don't only tie your enemy, they also tie you down. The same chain, any chain of unforgiveness, let it be broken in the name of Jesus. For the children of God to walk free. For the children of God to walk free. There are times when I have to speak to you and say to the enemy, let this person free. But there are times when I have to tell and say, I free you from yourself. I free you from yourself. I know you are free from the enemy, but you are not free from yourself. May you be free from yourself. Be free from yourself. And be free to God. You know, when a person is not free from himself, he always looks at things and say, maybe I have wronged the Lord too much. I have committed sin in capital letters, such that God cannot erase it. But I'm here to say
in God,
Jesus. Was shame.
Yeah. umcelo eyasebo mami
shalege fashi
power
And here you say, when he reminds you what you have done, say the blood of Jesus shall never lose you. Even this sin, even this sin is forgiven by the blood of Jesus. He has shed for you. The enemy will magnify what the enemy has done. And when the enemy, when the devil magnifies it, will make you to feel the pain over and over. You will continue to feel the pain over and over. But forgiveness in our Christian faith is the heart of our Christian faith. I know you speak in tongues. You pray in tongues. You sing songs in tongues. But the total liberation is when you forgive. Even yourself. Even yourself. When you forgive, when you walk in forgiveness, you are making God to always avail himself for your forgiveness. We are forgiven. Not that we have always been righteous. Now, but in his presence, we are righteous. In the name of Jesus. And we remain righteous. Because we trust and believe the living God, the God of
Abraham,
the God of Jacob, and the God of
Isaac.
He washes us clean. He washes us clean. When he uproots the seed of unforgiveness, life is restored. Life is restored. Some of us are praying. Lord, plant in me the seed of life. But But when God comes, He finds the plant of unforgiveness growing. And He says, I want where to plant the seed. The seed of life. Allow me to uproot from the seed of unforgiveness. So that I can plant the seed of life. Yes, you are praying for the seed of life. But create space. So that the seed of life can be planted. And the seed of victory can be planted. The seed of victory and the seed of unforgiveness cannot be in the same space.
Yeah.
Remove the seed of unforgiveness. So that the seed of righteousness can expire, can grow, can develop. Once the seed of unforgiveness is there, it will suffocate the seed of righteousness. May the seed of unforgiveness be uprooted. For me to walk free. For me to walk strong. For me to see the hand of God in my life. When the plant of unforgiveness is growing in your life. Even when you want to see God, the plant of unforgiveness will hinder you. It will hinder you. I want to see the hand of God in my life. And God on the other side is saying, my hand has always been extended to you. But remove the seed or the blood of unforgiveness so that you can see my hand. Lord, I want to see your hand. And God, you're praying, you're saying, Lord, I want to see your hand. God is saying, remove the seed or the plant of unforgiveness. Forgive. It's painful, but forgive. Nobody said it will be easy. But forgive. Pastor, some of us, the last chain that is blocking us or pulling us back is the chain. Of unforgiveness. I want to move, but I find myself in the same. Let me show it. You want to celebrate God, but whenever you want to do that, the person who offended you or who hurt you comes into the picture. You say, Lord, I wanted to pray to you, but this one always appears. Lord, I want to celebrate you. But whenever I want to dance, this one appears first. God is saying, I've given you power to bring him down so that you can dance fresh in the name of Jesus. Who hurt you? Who hurt you? Forgive that person. You will free yourself. As if forgiveness. Yeah, to show that forgiveness. To show that forgiveness is strong. Even when Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, he said, forgive us all our trespasses as we forgive. Forgive us all our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. Today, before the end of the year, I pray to God, help me to walk in forgiveness so that I can experience the power of walking in
forgiveness.
I didn't say they did it wrong here. Every time you see the wound, it reminds you of the person. But I pray to God, from today, when you see the wound, see the mountains that God has taken you through. See the valleys that God has taken you through. The seed of unforgiveness. I have heard people say, people in the bar, they forgive each other quicker. Compared to those in church. How we have lowered the Christianity, the life of Christ. Some may see us singing together. But we are not together. I've not forgiven him. I've not forgiven him. And God is saying, they are crying and going for every prayer. But they are left, they are kept back by one thing. They forgive one another. They forgive one another. For the fire of the Holy Spirit to continue to burn. Let them forgive one another. Say you are my brother.
You are my brother. You are my sister.
Take me by your hand. Let us go and celebrate God. And we will say to the enemy's
camp,
look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Let's walk. Let's forgive each other. Let's go to the cross and leave all the troubles that have been done to us and carry the victory. You hear people say, I'm holding a grudge. And at the same time, they also want to hold the blessing of God. It's either you hold the crutch, or you hold the blessing. I choose to hold the blessing. Some of us are holding a grudge, but at the same time we want to hold perfect
health.
But the head is holding a
grudge.
You even say when you talk, I'm not your bona.
I don't know what he will see, he will encounter.
But I pray today, when such a phrase comes into your mouth,
what he will he see?
Say it in your heart and your mouth. He will see the grace of God. He will see the grace of God. He will see the grace of God. The people who have to see the grace of God are the people who have wronged us sometimes, who have spoken bad about us, who have scandalized our name. They have to see the grace of God. They have to see the grace of God. Let me read one scripture as we are about to close. The message is still powerful.
It's
still powerful. I want us to read this one. You will see for yourself. Matthew 18. Put your hands together for the worship. I will make them back very soon. Matthew 18, verse 21. My desire is that we read from verse 21 to 35.
We have 35.
Then came Peter Wase kutapita tu.
Wase kutapita tu.
And said, Lord,
wathi Nkulunkulu,
how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him?
Kungaba kangaki kutsi umuntu angone bese ngiyamxolela.
Till 7 times
is a question.
Till 7 times.
Kungaba kasikhombisa na.
Jesus said unto him,
Jesus wathi kuye,
I say not unto thee,
ngithi kuye,
until 7 times. I say not until 7 times, but until 70 times 7.
70 times 7.
Peter came with his knowledge.
Peter went and looked at him.
It's like he had already counted for someone. And he ended at 7.
And he walked in Abu Sevenbisa.
But when he came to Jesus, Jesus said, I say not unto 7 times, but I say 70 times.
70 times 7.
Therefore, if the kingdom of heaven like it unto a certain king, which will take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Do you have the New King James? But for as much.
Okay. Go to 34.
And when he had begun to settle the account, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold.
Agatengiswe
with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment was made. The servant therefore fell down before him after the judgment has been said. He needs to be sold. His wife and children. Then the servant fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me. I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But look what happens. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants. After being forgiven, when the judgment was saying he needs to be sold, his wife needs to be sold, his children need to be sold, and then he fell down and asked for patience, but he was forgiven. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. You are from where you were forgiven. You are from the cross. Your sins have been washed away. Just on the way coming, you meet one who owes you, and you are up on the throne. Say, pay me. Pay me.
Mpadale.
But in the inside, you were forgiven.
Utetele.
But when you closed the door and came out, you felt free. But you are not free. Because the one who came first is the one whom you
who owes you. And this fellow servant said, he fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. But he would not. He went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were very aggrieved and came and told their master all that they had seen, all that they had happened. Here is a man who could not forgive even when he had been forgiven. Children of God, we have been forgiven. We were not born righteous. We were not born holy. We were forgiven. We are forgiven. But how come we can't forgive each other? Forgive the other person. You will heal yourself. When the other person receives the forgiveness, you will receive your healing. Release the forgiveness. Release the forgiveness. So that you receive your breakthrough. Your breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Your deliverance is just bounded. Your unforgiveness.
Amen.
Children of the living
God.
Let's dance with one another. Don't be surprised when we stand before God someday and see the person next to you. Some people don't forgive. Say that when they get to heaven, when they see the person next to them, they will feel like they are in hell.
But
they will say, how come you are here? You wronged me. How come you are here? Why? Because they did not forgive. They will forgive. Say that when we get to heaven and we see one another, we say, thank God, you made it, my brother. I also made it. Congratulations. Our heads, our pain could not stop us from reaching heaven. And when we reach heaven, you are my brother. You are my sister. Forgive one another. God's forgiveness towards us. God's forgiveness towards us is the foundation of our salvation. And in the same way, God expects us to forgive. Hey, I thought when I'm born again, people will not hurt me. When I'm preaching in church, and people call me pastor, and people call me bishop, I'm not going to be hurt along the way. But I'm here to say to you, as you climb higher, the more you get hurt. The more you get hurt. Because as you assume the position, there are many expectations. The pastor did not greet me. The pastor did not shake my hand. But when all others don't shake your hand, you don't even remember. But because the man is now at a certain level, you're saying he did not greet me. He did not go for the funeral of my great grandmother. Of my great grandmother. But when all the others do not appear, you don't even remember that they hurt you. That is why if you want the position of a pastor, if we call it a position, it's not a position. It is service.
Seven is to serve. Seven. It is to serve. To
give
up. But also one, no one thing. The expectations of people upon you is above and beyond. It is above and beyond. To forgive enables you to release someone from the prison of offense. You know he wronged you. But you can't forgive. You cannot undo what he has done. But you can forgive. And walk in victory. And walk in power. And pray. And because he sees where you stand. I'm standing in the throne of forgiveness. I'm standing in the foundation of forgiveness. Therefore, I forgive. Your parents did not take care of you. You continuously carry bitterness. 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 You are so bitter. Say that you, when you hear us singing what God has done, He is our Father. You are remembering your own father. He said, I can't forgive this. I'm here to ask you. The last chain to your breakthrough. You know, the preaching and the word of God that has been done by pastors here has broken every chain. But the remaining chain needs to be broken by you. Broken by you. You know, the chain of unforgiveness cannot be broken by me, no matter how I can say it. But it needs to be broken by me. Turn around and break it. Turn around and break it. Sometimes we say, I break every curse. But the curse that you curse yourself with of unforgiveness can only be broken by you. Can only be broken by you. And you can only free yourself. Because unforgiveness also hinders your prayer life. It may not stop you from praying, but it will stop you from receiving what you pray for. That is why you will pray sometimes carrying unforgiveness, and the enemy will watch you pray and say, "Are you praying?
Yes, you are
tandas. I will pray, but you will not forgive it." And you say, Lord, why are my prayers not answered? Why are my prayers not answered? Does God, is it like God does not hear my prayer? God is saying, I hear your prayer. But there is a chain you need to break. Yourself. Break it yourself. Break it yourself. Break it yourself. You know, in the Bible, remember this. Forgiveness is not a suggestion. Forgiveness is a command. It's not a suggestion. Say after 5 years, then you can forgive. In the Bible, forgiveness is a command. Forgiveness is a command. If you want to follow the commands in the Bible. Even that of forgiveness is in the Bible. Forgiveness is not a suggestion. But God instructs us to forgive. Why? Because forgiveness is the nature of God. Jesus is a forgiver. And it is the nature of God. And know this, church. The key to receiving mercy from God is in your forgiveness. If you refuse to forgive, you are hindering your own forgiveness from God. I remember Stephen. Stephen in the Bible. In the book of Acts 7, verse 6, when stones were thrown unto him, the Bible does not say he went home and fasted. But the Bible says, that is Acts 7, verse 16. He said as he was praying, as they were stoning him, the Bible says, then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Lord, do not judge them with this sin. I know they are committing sin. But do not judge them with this sin. Unforgiveness is a spiritual trap. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It's
a spiritual trap.
Because you don't see what's happening. Unforgiveness will make you to blame everyone. But not yourself. You know what unforgiveness will do? It magnifies the wrongs that have been done to you. And belittle what the Lord has done for you.
Hearing someone saying, I won't forgive this one. He can only get help from God.
Which means you are magnifying what the enemy has done.
What will he see?
It blocks.
We have vimba.
Your answers to prayer.
In Benfield, them tandas.
You know, as the Spirit of God revealed this in my heart. When the Spirit of God revealed this in my heart. I said to myself. You know, sometimes unforgiveness will not hinder you from praying. But it will hinder you from receiving the answer to your prayer. Sometimes you will find yourself on fire to pray, but not on fire to receive. May you have fire to pray and also fire to receive. The answer to your prayer. Unforgiveness liberate and heal. Forgiveness liberate and heal. If you don't forgive,
even if you can sing that song
and
say he's alive in me,
he
can also be alive in you.
It will just begin
words. He's alive in me. He can also be alive in you. When the Spirit of the Lord seeing you saying is uyaphila kimi,
the Spirit of God will say, but even unforgiveness is alive in you. I speak against the spirit of unforgiveness. I speak against the spirit of
unforgiveness.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And walking in forgiveness is a daily lifestyle. Because sometimes you wake up in the morning, put on your beautiful makeup, dress well, and the first person you meet,
you suggest if only you got a green shirt.
And you say,
hey, I've done it.
But
the first one, he sees what's wrong in you.
He make up.
Puti popota, puti papata.
And come and make up.
The name of the papata.
You are making up. It's okay. I know.
It's fine. We are
women, we like you. It's okay. We are accepted. Sometimes.
And it's near start.
You will be in church. We are praying. And the Spirit of God is anxious in you to cry.
We are putting it out to cry.
You have to cry like this. Sometimes. Unforgiveness. Will even hinder your spiritual power. Your spiritual power will be weakened. Not by lack of prayer. Not by lack of a song. But because of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Or rather, forgiveness
now
is your pathway to peace. There will be peace in your life. There will be divine favor in your life. There will be answered prayers in your life. The one who forgives walks in the footsteps of Jesus. Are you walking in the footsteps of Christ? Are you the image of Christ? Are you the image of Christ? Lord, give me the grace to forgive. God, give me the grace to forgive. I just need grace. I need grace. When you hold on to unforgiveness, it will hinder you from experiencing the power of God. You will always experience the power of unforgiveness instead of the power of God and the power of forgiveness. Bazalwane, as children of God, after we've done it all, forgive. After you have done it all,
so when they wrong,
forgive.
Tolela.
Forgive.
Tolela.
Did I say it will be easy?
Ngishilo yini ukuthi taba melula?
I didn't.
Akasho.
But do it.
Epha na yenda.
For the glory of God.
Ude ngulungu ngenxa yethando laNkulunkulu.
Lord, heal my wound.
Nkulunkulu philisa tilonza tami.
Heal my wound.
Philisa tilonza tami.
Where you suffered betrayal, there is nothing as painful as betrayal.
Who the indole pshule yenga wendele ka pass?
Betrayal, as in
as in a person whom you have trusted and he has walked with you.
Kumuntu lokungithembile uhambene nesigaba.
And you have poured yourself to the person.
Ene umvulekele lo muntu wathi thulula kuye.
And then he betrays you.
Bese kwendela phansi.
Betrayer.
Kwendela phansi.
Betrayer.
Kwendela phansi.
Betrayer.
Kwendela phansi.
But I hear as I'm here to say to myself and to us.
Epha ngidokuthi kimi nakithi.
Every chain of bitterness.
Longe elketamo lekumuna lokungumu
lebuhlungu. Let it be cut.
Akuthi alijujo.
As you focus on what God is doing.
As usabuka na uNkulunkulu lakwendako.
Walk daily.
Hamba njalo ma onke malanga.
In the path of forgiveness.
Endleleni yokuxolela.
Forgive us, O God.
Sithethelele uNkulunkulu wethu.
All our trespasses.
Onke iphambeko tethu.
Just as we forgive,
njengoba sibathethelela,
they that trespass against us.
Labo labasonako.
If God were to measure how you forgive,
ngabe uNkulunkulu bekangaqala ukuthi ukucolela kangakanani?
And say I will forgive you,
and athi ngakucolela.
To the measure you forgive others,
ngesigaba sokuthi ukucolela kangakanani?
That means it is you who decide how much you need to be forgiven.
Ngokusho ukuthi nguwe lo ncumama ukuthi ufuna ukucolela kangakanani.
Is not God.
Akusiye uNkulunkulu. Nguwe.
Because you pray and say to God.
Ngoba uthandazile wathi uNkulunkulu,
forgive all my trespasses.
Thethelele donke tonotami.
As I forgive.
Njengoba ngithethelela.
They that trespass.
Labo labangonako.
Give me the grace to forgive.
Ngiphe umusa wokuxolela.
Grace to forgive.
Umusa wokuxolela.
To those of us who are married.
Kunabanye bethu laba abashadile.
One. Playground.
Lenye le ground.
Lokukhulu kudlalela kulo.
Where it is difficult to play
is when you have to forgive a person.
Kulapho khona kumele uxolele umuntu
who stays with you.
Lohlala nawe.
But still choose to forgive.
Kepha na ukhethe ukuxolela.
People when they want to put another paint on marriage.
Bantu labafuna ukufaka
bambonye
ukumbonye umshado ngaletinye tinto.
They say to you,
bathi kuwe,
marriage
umshado
is the only battle.
Yini indzawo ikuthide lapho kuliwa khona.
Where you go to sleep with your enemy.
Lapho khona uhamba yolala nesitha sakho.
And close your eyes.
Uvale mehlo. Epha kulo.
Utikhandze when you pray.
And when you find yourself praying,
Lord, prepare a table.
Ngonongolo
in the presence. You look at him or her. Say, not in the presence of my enemies. In the presence of my enemies. But I'm here to say to you, when you choose to forgive,
now cares I'm
There
is one man who was outside.
We are fair. He's
now peeping in the windows. Praise the Lord.
In marriage. Young people.
Bantu labasha.
Those who will be getting married.
Labo labatawushada.
Next week and beyond.
Kusukela le letter wembili.
Forgiveness.
Ucolela.
Is the ball.
Yibhola.
Yakhona.
Yakhona.
In this ground.
Kule ground.
Hey. Forgiveness.
Ucolela.
Ucolela. Is the ball.
Yibhola.
When you say throw the ball.
How uthi jika le bhola.
When you say hit it to me.
How uthi hitele kimi.
That is forgiveness.
Ngakho lokho ukucolela.
Hit forgiveness to me.
Hendela ukucolela kimi.
Throw forgiveness to me.
Jikjelela ukucolela kimi.
As I throw it to you.
Nangu jikjela kuwe.
In marriage.
Emshadweni.
But ningesabi.
But fear not.
For I am with you.
Ninani.
Fear not.
Ningesabi.
I am with you.
Ngoba nginani.
Thank you so much, Lady Reverend.
Siyabonga kakhulu ma Reverend
for leading us in this holy atmosphere.
Ukuthi usifonene kule zinga lalo mthandazo.
After taking
and move in the spirit through the
prayer.
Let us cement ourselves.
As simameni. Everything that has been declared here.
Kumile in the right fertile ground.
May it sprout in the endzaweni le funzini.
Where I have forgiven. Where I have forgiven.
Lapho ngitholele khona.
Where you are forgiven.
Lapho ngitholele khona.
Forgive.
Tolela.
Forgive.
Tolela.
Even if you were wronged by the pastor standing before you.
Noma ngabe wone womfundisi lo phambi kwakho.
You know, some people can be wronged by a pastor and say, I will not go. When he preaches, I will just look at him.
Labanye bathi wone womfundisi bathi angeke ngihambe ngakuthubeka ngime ngimbuke.
Then he says, put your hands together.
Nakathi shayela ntandla, shayela ntandla ngimbuke nje. Ngiyambuka nje.
But today,
the
people who came here to the front,
believe
in God for greatness,
believe
in God for strength,
believe
in God for
deliverance,
you receive it. You receive it in the name of Jesus, who forgave you. In the name of Jesus, who forgave you. I need it. Maybe you need a deliverance from yourself.
Mhlawumbe udinga ukukhulula ukuthi ukhulule wena.
Udinga ukukhululeka from yourself. From yourself.
You need deliverance from yourself.
May you be delivered from every chain. In the name of Jesus. And you will see victory. You will see peace. You will see joy. You will see life. You will see life in your life. The moment you forgive. The moment you forgive. I also forgive. And I also forgive myself. By the power of the grace of God. Forgive the wrongs done to me.
Lapho khona kunoneka bangone khona.
I forgive.
Ngiyaxolela.
And I receive.
Ene ngiyamukela.
The deliverance.
Lokukhululeka.
In the name of Jesus.
Egameni lika Jesu.
Let's share with Nkulunkulu. Our faith in God.
Ukholwa kwethu uNkulunkulu.
Makes us to forgive.
Who send out his story?
Without a strike.
Ne pande we won't cut at it. Doctor Tan.
And do it for the Lord.
We went along with
you. Amen.
Amen.